Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Every day at Sierra, you'll find top brand apparel, footwear, and gear for 20 to 60% less than department and specialty store prices. And during clearance time at Sierra, those incredible prices are 40 divided by 2.5, carry the one, even lower. And when you shop clearance at Sierra, you can save a whole lot more on everything you need to get active and outside. That's a lot of saving. Epic brands, vast selection, teeny tiny prices. That's Sierra. Visit your local Sierra store today or shop online at sierra.com.
New year, new me? Cute. But how about new year, new money? With Experian, you can actually take control of your finances. Check your FICO score, find ways to save, and get matched with credit card offers, giving you time to power through those New Year's goals you know you're going to crush. Start the year off right. Download the Experian app. Based on FICO scoring model. Offers and approval not guaranteed. Eligibility requirements and terms apply. Subject to credit check, which may impact your credit scores. Offers not available in all states. See Experian.com for details. Experian.
Is hashtag Boone approved. It's time for another edition of the Brett Boone Podcast.
Remember when me and you almost went to blows? Lou sent me down three times too, so I know what you're talking about.
With your host, MLB All-Star, Brett Boone.
Bottom line is, you will become a successful major league hitter by hitting pitcher's mistakes.
As he sits down with his sports and entertainment friends from around the world.
You are not going to be a successful major league hitter if you hit pitcher's pitches.
This isn't just any former jocks podcast.
To change the outcome, you got to change the income. You got to change what goes in. And that changes what goes out.
Often duplicated, but never replicated. Just like his bat flip.
Okay, now the party starts. The responsibility starts now.
Now in its fourth year, this is the one and only Brett Boone Podcast.
Welcome to the Brett Boone Podcast. I am Brett Boone. Today on the program, we're having on a longtime buddy of mine. We've been friends for 25, 30 years in our Florida days. He is the original guest on the Brett Boone Podcast.
Oh.
Yeah, the original, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, Hall of Famer Andre Reed. Dre, I appreciate you coming on the program.
Appreciate it, man. You know, you're absolutely right, man. We go a long way back, and it's always a pleasure to be on with you and talk sports and talk our lives, talk about all kinds of things. So appreciate it. Awesome.
You got the cap on, I know, and I'm going to get to that in a minute. I know you just went to the final game at Orchard Park where you played for years and years.
Yeah.
I want to get into that a little bit. All right. Tell me what it was like. Okay. I'm not going to get all mushy on you, but
I'm not going to get mushy either, man.
we're tough men. Now, I remember my first stadium I played in was the Seattle Kingdom. Okay. And they demolished that. Not a big deal. I was on in Cincinnati playing at Riverfront. They've demolished that. There's a new stadium there.
Yeah.
But it feels like as I get older, I remember a couple years ago, and it was a small thing. I always loved playing at the Coliseum where the Oakland A's used to reside because I loved hitting there. But I never was affiliated with it. I was never an Oakland A, but I was watching the game, their final game. And, you know, they had a little ceremony after the game. And I just thought, wow, this is a, like an iconic franchise. The Coliseum is beat up as it is and as old as it is. And a lot of players in today's, you know, with all the new stadiums.
Yeah.
You don't want to go to Oakland, except for me. I like going there because I hit well there.
Exactly.
I kind of just had a moment and I was just sitting there watching the game and I'm kind of, wow, this is kind of sad. Like this place is not going to be a venue for baseball. Was there a sense of that? I know Buffalo won, was it 35-3?
Well, the comeback game, we were down 35-3 and we came back from that one. I mean, everybody said to me, what's the most important thing that you remember as a Bill for all the years you played there in, you know, it was named four things. It was Rich Stadium. Then it went to being, I think it went to being Ralph Wilson Stadium. And then it went to being New Era Field Stadium, whatever. And then now finally Highmark. And you said it good, man, because every place with the advance of technology and different stadiums being built left and right, and you really feel like, you like the old stadiums to be there. And you said about Oakland. I've been over there. I've been to Oakland Stadium there, you know, with the field, the infield. I remember playing the 49ers in Candlestick. And they had the infield in there that was all dirt. You'll never see that.
You used to ruin it for us. I'd come back and I'm like, these football guys are tearing up my
face. So I think as a player in any sport, if you're affiliated with a place for so many years, and Buffalo's just a different bird, man. It's just a different place. You know, they live, sleep, eat, drink football. That's them. And they will tell the kids to take a walk around the park about 1,000 times and say, I got to go to the game. So when you get back, just, you know, the door's open, just walk in. They'd rather be at a football game. So it was awesome to be there and then to see some people I see. I mean, I've seen this woman for 40 years. She's been a season ticket holder. She said for 50 or all the years, 52 years that stadium has been there. And I remember I saw her every game. And every time I go back there, I see her every game. And a couple days ago, it was just, I could see in her eyes, you know, what it meant to her. So that's just the beauty of it.
It is amazing. I'll tell you. Yeah. I used to love playing. Never was the home. I was never the home team player, but I always loved going to Yankee Stadium, old Yankee Stadium.
Oh yeah,
I remember the first time I came back. I went to see my brother in New York. This is probably now seven, eight years ago. Mm. And I parked in the park, and I'm walking through the tunnel. And like you said, I remember because years and years of going to Yankee Stadium, a lot of the people that behind the scenes, they're working down in the tunnel and in the players area, they're the same people.
I was
going by guys that I remember from my playing days. Booney, what's going on? It's been a long time. And this is my first time at New Yankee Stadium. And I remember I'd walk up to the guys and say, all right, tell me, new or old Yankee Stadium. And they'd look at me. They said, do you have to ask that?
Yeah. Oh,
Stadium. That's
gotta go old, man.
That's where all the history was.
Yeah, and I went down the tunnel yesterday or 2 days ago there, and the behind the scenes people you don't see.
Right.
And there's some people that I have never seen because they're behind the scenes, you know, that you just don't see them. And they said, yeah, one guy was like, hey, hey Andre, how you doing? I go, man, yeah, this is a special night, special day, special for the fans, all that. And he goes, yeah, I've been here for 35 years. I didn't even know it. So that's the beauty of what that stadium means to those people. And they live, sleep, like I said, live, sleep, eat, and drink it, man. And it was pretty. And even the players, stayed over after the game and just soaked it all in, you know, watching little highlights of all the years and all that. And they did a great job, man. So it was very nostalgic. And, you know, Yankee Stadium, Wrigley Field, all the stadiums in baseball, they're all nostalgic in their own way.
Right. And I think, though, the younger generation, especially the NFL players that this is their first couple of years, they're probably pumped up to get in a new stadium. And they're not going to have that history that an Andre Reed had that played there forever, been going to games forever in Buffalo. It's going to be like, hey, we're just looking forward to the new stadium. For the fans of Buffalo and that city, and I want to get into the mafia here as the layman football guy, but what does it mean for that city to be getting a new stadium after all these years? You happy for them? Are they excited?
I'm happy for them because that's just how it is now. Like I said earlier, I mean, new stadiums are coming up left and right. But most of those people there, the people that are older, it's their kids were in that stadium, and their kids, you know, like it goes all the way down, generations. That's what they take away with them from that stadium. And even though it's only a stone's throw away, the new stadium across the street, it'll be great. That's all state-of-the-art stuff. That's just how it is. But their heart lies in with that stadium there and what was there. So that's what they take with them across the street.
Bills Mafia. Explain.
Crazy.
It to me. I know we've got the, you know, the football traditions, the Lambeau Leap and then you got the Dog Pound in Cleveland.
You got the Raider Nation. You got a Steelers. Right. Yeah, all that.
All right, you explain to me, because I am a layman when it comes to football. Explain to me what Bills Mafia is.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You know what? I think when I got there in 85, there was a movement, but you just didn't know what it was. And as we got better as a team, they started putting together something behind the scenes and ended up calling it Bills Mafia. And it is a movement. And other teams at coming to, you know, to the stadium, they're out there in the parking lots partying with the fans of Buffalo. And Jason Kelce was there drinking out of a bowling ball. I mean, it's it's just crazy, man. And guess what? They're not the crazy fans where, you know, they after a game they lose, they want to fight you and do all that kind of stuff. They just relish in going to a game every single Sunday at 1 o'clock. And they have their own little tailgates. And the tailgates are awesome, Brett. I'm telling you. Probably some of the best tailgates in sports there. And you get some of the best wings and some of the best, you know, pulled pork and all that stuff, just like any tailgate. But a Bills tailgate is just a different bird. And to be around that, and I think last year I did some filming about Bills Mafia, and a TV station up in Canada just wanted to come down and see me and figure out what this Bills Mafia thing is all about. And at the end of it, they were like, well, we got to come down here and do this again. They had that kind of time. So, and they're part of the team. You know, they got their own. The Bills bought the rights to that name, Bills Mafia. Nobody else can have it. Nobody else can use it. And it's synonymous with Buffalo and the people there. So, it's not only very deserving, but everybody that's a sports fan, I always tell them, you got to come up here for a Bills game and hang out in the parking lots and with Bills fans, especially the Mafia.
From a, you know, I only play in good weather, us baseball players. You know, we're summer guys. Football,
exactly.
Different. Football, different. Off air, we were talking, you spent some time in Alaska recently.
Yeah, and for Christmas.
You talk about cold. You know, I spent a summer in Alaska one year, Andre, when I was in college.
So it was light the whole time.
It was light the whole time, warm. But they told me, they said, Brett, whatever you're experiencing right now, the winter, imagine the complete opposite. So it's below zero. We plug in our cars and the light never comes out. And it's amazing. So I've never been in there in the winter, but
yeah,
talking about the weather and Buffalo, and you played in Buffalo. As a baseball player, we can't really comprehend. I mean, I've been in some cold days. Okay, Wrigley Field, the beginning of April, maybe at the end of September, you get a cold snap that whips through. And when that wind, the wind's what gets us baseball wise. So if it's 35 degrees and you got a wind chill factor, okay, that's cold.
25.
I don't even want to play. I mean, because it's so rare that we have to do that. I don't want to grab a bat because if I don't hit it perfectly on the barrel, I'm reverberating forever.
Your hands will be bigger than your body.
It's such a touch game, and you know, in the middle infield, I got to turn double plays. I got to do so. I can't feel my fingers. I used to worry about that throw, and I was only at second base, and I'm thinking, if I'm at short or third base right now, I don't know what I do. I can't feel my hands. Anyway, we don't have to really deal with that. Football, it just kind of comes with the territory.
Part of the deal, yeah.
Part of the deal. But then Buffalo, that's a different level of cold, too.
Yeah.
Where you're dealing with it all the time. Tell me about what it's like playing in that weather, especially when it comes to the postseason. How big of an advantage is that for the cold weather NFL guys?
Yeah, you just hit it right, you know, the nail on the head there. It was always a mental advantage for us. And especially if it was a team coming from the West Coast, you know, L.A., San Diego, Phoenix, wherever, they had to come to Buffalo in the wintertime. And, you know, during the time when it's going to be, you just don't know. You know, it could be snowing. It could be not snowing in the city, but 10 minutes away, there's a blizzard going on. And you could see it coming across the lake. I was there for the 49ers game last year. And you can just see it in the sky. And you're like, yep, it's coming down over there. And that's only 10, 15 minutes away. So lake effect snow is no joke. And we use that as an advantage. And guess what? The fans are just crazy. They're, you know, they to shovel out the stadium, they're like, hey, we need people to shovel out the stadium. And we'll pay you $20. And they're lined up for a mile with their shovels to shovel out that stadium. That's called loyalty at its best.
Yeah, and it just becomes a part of their day, part of that 1 o'clock game. And, it's like, and they tell everybody, hey, we're the reason the field's the way it is.
Exactly. They shovel their thing, get their $20, and they go back to work. And they go, yeah, they come to the stadium. Yeah, I shoveled this out this week. That's what I did. So just so we could play this game. That's just the pride they have, man.
We're coming off on the playoffs and the NFL. I want to get your pick on or take on that a little bit later. But okay, I was breaking this down. I was thinking about what can we contrast baseball and football? And I just thought, you know, it's such a different game. Football, you ramp up. You're preparing, getting ready, studying for one game a week. Now it's 17 weeks.
Yeah. 17.
And it's all go time on Sunday. Baseball, and we've discussed this in the past. It's like we just play every day. It gets a little monotonous. Doesn't mean every game isn't important, but it's like if you break it down, it's like seven of our games is equal to one football game. So we just play. And it's like it's Monday and I wake up Sunday and what do I have? Yeah. I got another game. And then I got another game Monday and another game Tuesday, another game Wednesday.
Now y'all got 3-4 game series and you jump on a bus or a plane and you go somewhere else for 3-4 games. Yeah.
You go time zone to time zone. You don't know where you are half the time. And you just, this is what we do. And it's all relative. I mean, I couldn't imagine gearing up for one game a week and it being that important. Because I'm not, that's not the genre I'm in. That's not the way we do it there. But once we get to the postseason, it is different. And now it's all, okay, it's a series. This is big. We got to win this series. When normally throughout the baseball season, we don't do that. Football, you play once a week. So everything is ultimate important. Yeah. Once the postseason gets there for you, the playoffs, is it any different or is it as normal as it is during the regular season?
You try to make it normal. Let's see. Let's face it. I think every sport tries to make something normal, but the magnitude of it is always in the back of your head. And then as it gets closer, it's like right in front of your face. And as you said, you guys, you know, baseball is a little different. There's 162 games and you're on the road all the time and you're three games here. You jump on a plane, you're three games here. Football is you practice all week. You got one shot. That's it. And usually during a football season, if you lose a game somewhere in there that you should have won one or two of them, that's the game that tries to get you towards the end of the year. That could cost you a playoff spot, or you're looking for somebody else to lose a game because of that game you lost. So everything's important every week. And especially at this time of year, playoff time, it could be the difference between you having a home game or just like, you know, 1 year, 2 years in a row, we had home field advantage throughout the playoffs, which is a big advantage to be at home. But if you lose one game, you got to go somewhere. Like this year, the Bills this year, they have to go on the road. They got to win three in a row to get to the Super Bowl. And that's a hard thing to do in the playoffs. When everybody is kind of on the same level to a certain point when it starts, but the teams that get the momentum at this time of year and kind of hit that button and they're just rolling, those are the teams that could run the table. You know, you look at New England right now and Denver, they're the top seeds. They got two quarterbacks that have never been there before, Drake May, Bo Nix. They got two good defenses behind them, two great coaches. I'm still not, like, even though I'm a Bills fan, obviously, I'm not gung-ho about them. You're just running the table or just going all the way to Super Bowl. They got some young kids back there, but they played well. And that's when these head coaches and their offensive coordinators come into play to put them in situations where in the playoffs, everything that's this big is that big, is really big. So we'll see. We'll just see how both of them do.
What do you think? What do you think about, you talk about home field advantage, and obviously in sports, it is an advantage, whether you think it is or not. In baseball, the reason that it's a home field advantage is important because they get the bottom of the ninth. We don't get the bottom of the ninth. We get the top of the ninth. So there's the advantage. But a mindset for me as a player was when I'm going on the road, I didn't feel like we were at a disadvantage, except for the, you know, the mathematical disadvantage, which is the bottom of the ninth. So I never thought, oh, we're going into a hostile venue. Football, is it the same? Do you feel like when you go on the road, obviously the numbers say it is a disadvantage, but as a player, does it matter the venue you're going to? Like if you're a hot weather, if you're a dome team and you're going to cold weather, does that wear on you? If you're a, for you playing in Buffalo, your cold weather, does it matter which venue you're going to where that changes the mindset?
That's a great question. I think you think about it. Let's face that. I think years ago when I played, there was a lot more dome stadiums.
Right.
Not no dome stadiums anymore, hardly. They're all outside. And again, Buffalo's advantage is a lot better than some of these outside places because they're different. It's just the weather's different. And then again, once you get there, you try to throw that all out the window because it's all about playing on the field anyway. You could be playing in Alaska where it was, it's minus 40 and somebody that comes from Miami could beat you.
Right.
And it's 80 degrees in Miami. So it's really the mindset. And I think you hit the nail on the head again. I always use that phrase that it's a mindset. What are you thinking up here? How are you approaching it? It's still a game, yeah. But the smallest advantage you get is up here in your brain. That's where you get the advantage, and no matter where it is.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Being a Bill, you're a lifer. You know, you're Bill's Hall of Famer. You're an NFL Hall of Famer. But would it be special for you?
Oh, man, I know what you're going to say. Yeah.
For them to win a Super Bowl. I don't think you could ever replace. You've been to a lot of Super Bowls. I don't think you could ever replace winning as a player, as somebody on the field. But if there's a concession, would the next best thing be in winning a Super Bowl in the role you have with the Bills now?
That would be – I don't know how – it's not how I would act. They'd have to shut the whole East Coast down. Flat out. All the way from up there in Maine all the way down to the tip of Florida. They had to shut it down, man, because these fans have been waiting for so long of any other franchise in professional sports. And again, I'm being biased, obviously. There's no other franchise in sports other than the Buffalo Bills that deserve a championship. Flat out. And what it would mean to me and all my, you know, my teammates, Jim, Thurman, Bruce, Daryl, Steve Tasker, who should be in the Hall of Fame, no doubt. And got a chance to see him this weekend. That would mean more to us. It may be our family at the time. You don't know.
Yeah.
That's just the magnitude of what it means to us. And it wouldn't be for us mostly. It'd be for that city because they deserve it. That city deserves a championship. And I think fans would say, oh, yeah, well, they get the monkey off their back and all that kind of stuff. It just would be fitting that they win it all. And they got a quarterback that could do that. And they have a fan base that supports that team that could do that. One thing this year that they don't have to deal with the Chiefs this year. But, yeah. Again, they, you know, these teams are playing well. Every team's playing well. Houston has a great defense. They got a good quarterback. Again, we mentioned Denver, good quarterback, good coaching. New England, good quarterback, good coaching. That's what wins championship. And that's and it all starts next week when they go to Jacksonville next week. I mean, they've been playing well. So,
Eagles? Are they for real this postseason?
They're the defending champs. You can't ever count the Eagles out. I mean, they've been up and down all year to a certain point, just like the Bills have been up and down all year. But once you're in the tournament, it doesn't matter. You get in the tournament, it doesn't matter what you did all year. If you don't come to play and you're not on point in every phase of the game, you could be ousted really quick. Some team come in and beat you. You know, a 6 seed could beat a 2 seed if you're not right. ready to play. So that's the beauty of what the NFL does and how they do their playoff system. And the home field advantage is probably a big thing in it.
I know you're really involved. You go to a lot of the Bills games. And you're talking about your buddies, Thurman, and, you know, who's a mutual friend of ours.
Yep.
How many of your ex-teammates and ex-Bills are regularly going to the Bills games that you see on a regular basis?
Well, me being out here on the West Coast, it's hard for me to get back, you know, a lot. And right. I try to go as much as I can. Thurman and Jim live in Buffalo, so they're there mostly every game. Steve Tasker is there. He does a lot of the, you know, commentating and all that kind of stuff for the team. And a lot of guys do go back. And guess what? The guys that go back bring players from other teams with them just so they can experience that. So that's the fun, man. That's the fun about it, to see some, you know, a lot of fans. I guess Paul Skeens was there Sunday.
I saw that. I never met Paul.
Yeah, I never met him, and I never I didn't know. I knew he was there, but didn't get a chance to see him because I was running all around, probably. But that's what they bring, that kind of Bills Mafia and those fan base. They bring those kind of people there because they want to see what it's like. And yeah. That's the fun of it, man. It's fun to see other players from other sports coming in and come to the games and, you know, see what Bills Mafia is about.
Bills open up in Jacksonville. What do they got to do to win that game? Jacksonville's tough.
Yeah, Jacksonville's tough. You know, they got a good defense, a good offense. You know, Trevor Lawrence is playing well, coached well. Any time on the road in the playoffs, you know, it comes down running the ball, stopping the run, and turnovers. That's usually what gets you. So you got to be in there and just you got to pound and grind, and you got to grind it out and protect the ball and take advantage of situations and put points on the board when you can. So Jacksonville is going to be tough down there to beat them.
Outside, and I'm not going to put you on the spot with Buffalo. I know those are your guys. But other than the Buffalo Bills, Andre Reed, if you had to pick another team, who are you riding other than the Bills?
Oh, man. I tell you, believe it or not, in the AFC, I'm really kind of like not scared of them, but the Texans, man, the Texans are a good football team. And they got a young quarterback, and it's like they got a good defense. The Texans got some guys that I think the two defensive ends got double-digit sacks. I mean, they bring heat all the time. So we'd have our work cut out with them. We already lost to them this year. So on the NFC side, the Seahawks, man, they came out of – it's not that they didn't come out of nowhere, but Sam Darnold has been playing just lights out.
Number one seed, aren't they?
They're the number one seed, and they got a great defense, and they got a good receiver in Njigma, Jackson Njigma there from Ohio State, a pretty good running game. But they don't make mistakes, and they got a good defense that knows how to take the ball away. So, and the Rams, I see that being the championship game, Rams and Seattle again. You know, they played them twice. I see them playing them again. You know, I think Matthew Stafford should be the MVP this year. You know, he's played
over the kid in with the Patriots.
I think Drake May, I just don't think it's not that I wouldn't give it to Drake May. I just think Stafford is well overdue.
Yeah.
I mean, he's played well for the Rams ever since he's got there. And their head coach is such a good guy. I mean, what's his head coach's name?
I'm the layman, Dre. I'm the layman here.
Yeah, me too. I'm still trying to get back on track here from being gone. But he's such a good offensive coach, and he's really good for Stafford. And Stafford is he should win MVP this year.
Well, Dre, I appreciate you doing this. Stop by and talk for a few minutes. I'll see you at your golf tournament. Tell the people out there, the Brett Boone podcast, what you're doing, where they can find you.
Yeah, they can find me. Exactly. They can find me on Instagram. Just look me up on Instagram. Look up I have a foundation. My foundation does two golf tournaments a year. We do a great one out here in San Diego. Booney's been to it a couple times. It's at the end of June this year, Booney, so we had to switch it because everybody – you know, May is such a big month for charity golf tournaments. I mean, I can go to like one every week. And a lot of the guys that want to come to mine, you know, have committed to other ones. So I get them early. I think Vince Carter, Vince Carter I just saw him this weekend in Buffalo. Vince Carter has a stock in the Buffalo Bills. So he's a part minority owner with Tracy McGrady. So I saw him this weekend. It was good to see him. And I told him about my golf tournament. He's like, yeah, I'll be there. So Vince Carter will be coming to my golf tournament here in San Diego this year. So very excited about him coming.
Very cool. Well, Dre, I appreciate it, man. And I will see you around. And I will pretty much you can count on me to be at the golf tournament. But I appreciate your time. Good luck to the Bills. And that's all I got for you. For those of you watching the Boom Podcast, now we're on YouTube. Check it out. Those of you download the podcast, wherever you download them, all the apps, we're everywhere. Till next time, keep it here.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.